Welcome to Connecting with Christ. This podcast is for believers who want to go beyond information about Christ and involvement for Him to intimacy with Him. We'll be exploring men and women whose devotional writing is still popular after hundreds of years for connecting with Christ. Hi, I'm Jim Watkins, and all you really need to know about me is that I'm an author, a speaker, and an imperfect Christ follower. Thomas A. Kempis served as a canon regular, which, unlike a monk who limited his ministry within the walls of the monastery, this title describes a religious cleric who lived in community and served in local congregations. He also was in charge of instructing young members of his order. In that capacity, he wrote these little devotional booklets, which later were combined into one of the world's best-selling books, The Imitation of Christ. This book is written from two points of view, Christ and his disciple. His disciple writes, "Jesus has many lovers of his heavenly kingdom, but few bearers of his cross. He has many seekers of comfort, but few willing to face troubles and trials. He finds many companions at his table, but few with him in fasting. Many desire to rejoice with him, but few are willing to undergo adversity for his sake. Many follow Jesus, they may eat of his bread, but few are willing to drink of the cup of his passion. Many are astonished at his miracles, but few follow after the shame of his cross. Many love Jesus so long as no troubles happen to them. Many praise him and bless him so long as they receive comforts from him. But if Jesus hides himself and seems to withdraw from them for even a little while, they immediately begin complaining or feel a great sense of dejection. But those who love Jesus for Jesus' sake and not for the comforts he gives them praise him in all suffering and sorrow, just as they do in the greatest blessings. And if he should never give them another blessing, they would nevertheless continue to always praise him and give him thanks. Oh, how powerful is this pure love of Jesus, unmixed with any material benefits or love of self. Shouldn't all those who are constantly seeking his blessings be called mercenaries? Don't those who are always seeking their own gain and advantage show themselves to be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of Christ? Who can be found who is willing to serve God altogether with no earthly benefit?" That is found in Book 2, Chapter 11. I'll be posting episodes on Mondays and Thursdays, so next time we'll take a look at connecting with Christ through solitude and silence for Francis de Sales. In the meantime, stop by jameswatkins.com/connect for lots of resources to help you in connecting with Christ. You'll find bios and links to the original writings of all our authors, a study guide you can use for personal or group study, and two anthologies of these devotional writers that I have rewritten in modern language. That address again is jameswatkins.com/connect, and I'd love to hear from you. Just email me at jim@jameswatkins.com. And thanks for sharing this link with other believers desiring a deeper relationship with Christ. So until our next episode, let me add to the Apostle John's benediction in his third letter, verse 2. "Dear friends, I pray you may enjoy good health and all may go well with you, even as your soul is connecting with Christ."